Well, thank you for listening today. My name is Russ Marin. I am the pastor of Bon Clover Road Baptist Church. Today, I'm going to be in chapter 11 of Hebrews, the great chapter on faith. The Bible says it's impossible to please God without faith. So I want to challenge you to listen to this message, apply it to your life, and see what God will do with your walk by faith. Let's go right now to the church auditorium. Now today in verse 9 it says, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise. Sojourn means he lived there as an alien. He wasn't born there. He wasn't born and raised there. He didn't have his citizenship there. His family wasn't there. His business. He didn't have a deed that said this is your land. So he moved from his original homeland to the promised land. And verse 9 says, by faith, he not only lived there, but he stayed there. Now today I want to share he had four problems. First problem was he didn't own anything. He didn't have a farmhouse. He didn't have land that he owned. He lived there almost 100 years, and the only thing he owned is the Bible said when his wife Sarah died, he bought her a gravesite and he buried her. So God said, I want you to move to the promised land and live there. And he had to do it by faith. And the whole time he lived there, he didn't own anything. If you put this in perspective, most of us or many of us own a house or own property and we live there and we have that kind of peace that I can go down to the Lucas County Courthouse and show there's a deed there that says that land is mine. Abraham never had that. He did not own the land. He did not own a farm, a house. Look at this. It says dwelling in tabernacles. That means tents. He lived in a tent with Isaac and Jacob. That'd be his son and his grandson, the heirs with him of the same promise. So by faith, he moves to the promised land, and by faith, he continues to live there the rest of his life, never having a deed, never owning any property, never having a farmhouse. He lived in a tent. And also, apparently, Isaac lived in tents, and Jacob, his grandson, lived in tents. Now, we would look at our situation and say, if God said, you know, this land belongs to you, but there's no deed, no house, nothing there, that takes some faith. And that's the way Abraham lived. So first problem, he did not own anything. Second problem, the Bible teaches us in other passages that the Canaanites lived there. Another whole group of people lived there, and that they were hostile. They were his enemy. So God says, I want you to move there. It's your land. I promised it to you. And he moves there by faith. Now he has to stay there by faith when there's other people with other soldiers and other enemies there. That takes faith. That takes faith. Number three, not only are the Canaanites there, but just basically, you know this, we live in a hostile world. We live in a world where Satan opposes us. He's our enemy. So Abraham moves to the promised land by faith. Owns nothing, lives there almost 100 years, lives in a hostile environment, and all of that came before his inheritance of the land. All of it happens before. We say, well, you know, I've been praying for 3 weeks for something. 3 weeks isn't anything like 100 years. He did it by faith. And then a fourth problem was, and I've just mentioned this, the length of time that he had to live there. You know, you and I, how many people have ever been on a diet in here? Go on a diet? I do great my diet. When I go on diets, I usually do great the first meal. And maybe the second day and the third day. And my diets usually last about 2 or 3 days, sometimes 4. And I do great. Maybe a week, maybe, I don't think I've ever been on one more in a week. But that's a whole different story if you tell me I have to be on a diet for a lifetime. That takes greater commitment.
And I think it's just important to recognize the problem Abraham faced was, don't go to the promised land and stay there for a year and then you're going to get all the inheritance. Or stay there for 2 years and you'll get all the inheritance. It's, Abraham, go there for a lifetime. And then you're still not going to see the inheritance in this life. We'll read that later. He doesn't get it his entire life. Watch here, verse 10, it says, for he looked for a city which hath foundations. You know, you don't put foundation under a tent. Anybody go camping here, you take a tent, you put it up, you don't have to pour a foundation. This building has foundations, I suppose, go down 3 or 4 feet. But when you go camping and put a tent up, you don't put a foundation down, do you? So watch this, verse 10, it says, for he looked for a city. Abraham moved to the promised land looking for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. That city's heaven. He's looking for heaven. So by faith, he moves to the promised land and lives there a lifetime by faith, looking for a city which has been built by God. That's pretty big. Look at verse 13. It says, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. That he didn't live in the city, but he sees it far off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on this earth. I don't care how old anybody is here today. Doesn't make any difference how old you are. Here's a fact. You're here temporarily. You're not going to be here 100 years from now. I don't think there's anyone here that's going to be here. Not going to be here. We're here temporarily. We are just passing through. I talk about this in every funeral I do. Death. Death always means separation in the Bible. Death. Your body dies and your soul separates from it. The moment your body dies, it becomes a shell. It's just a shell. No one lives there. But your soul lives right on. And your soul will live in eternity in heaven or in hell forever and ever. You are on this earth temporarily. You're just here for a short time. And when you look at all of eternity, this is just temporary. This is a very short time. So he says here, they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. The Bible says that this world is controlled, it's ruled by Satan. Now, I know Jesus Christ is on the right-hand throne of God, and ultimately, he's in control. But right now, he is letting this world be controlled by Satan. And we, if you're a believer in Christ, Abraham was a believer, that makes us a stranger here. A world controlled by Satan. Satan is the prince and the power of the air. A world controlled by Satan makes every believer here a pilgrim, a stranger, an alien. You are not at home. Your home is in heaven. The Bible says in Philippians 3, it says that we have citizenship in heaven. So what are we doing here? Well, God's preparing us for heaven. God's preparing us. And all that time that Abraham lived here on earth in a tent on a land that God had promised him that he didn't own any of it, God's preparing him for that heaven, for that heavenly city. Now watch, verse 14 says, for they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. How could he live in a land that wasn't his from the beginning? He had no deed, no property, no house. You know, if the Canaanites are living there, how do you live peacefully? And how can you be content? There's no evidence in the Bible that Abraham murmured or complained. But look, he was content. He was satisfied to be there. How can I be satisfied in this world if I don't own very much, if I don't have very much money, if I don't have a wife, if I don't have children, if I don't have good health, how can I be content? And the answer is the same as for Abraham, by faith. Abraham could have been all caught up in the Canaanites. You know, Abraham's in a tent. Now, a tent doesn't provide much protection, does it? You know, if I want to be protected, I build a fort, or I build walls, or a strong city. Abraham didn't have that. He had a tent. So how do you keep from being occupied with the enemy, the Canaanites? How do you keep from being afraid of them? The answer is this. Abraham was occupied with Jehovah God himself. And I want to say to you that Abraham was able to live in the promised land with no fort, no walled city, because his attention was on Jesus Christ and on the things of God rather than being on the Canaanites who were the enemy. He had to do that by faith.